The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're going to go over 100,000 dead within the end of the month, and I'm joined by Byron York of the Washington Examiner and Fox News. Byron, the president is tweeting up a storm about fake news this morning, and a lot of this, I think, goes back to the question that Philip Rucker asked yesterday. I want to play it and then get your reaction to it. Cut number 16, the president in the Rose Garden with the Washington Post, Philip Rucker.
Phil.
Mr. President, in one of your Mother's Day tweets, you appear to accuse President Obama of the biggest political crime in American history by far. Those were your words. What crime exactly are you accusing President Obama of committing, and do you believe the Justice Department should prosecute him?
Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on from before I even got elected. And it's a disgrace that it happened. And if you look at what's gone on, and if you look at now all of this information that's being released, and from what I understand, that's only the beginning. Some terrible things happened, and it should never be allowed to happen in our country again. And you'll be seeing what's going on over the coming weeks. But I wish you'd write honestly about it. But unfortunately, you choose not to do so. Yeah, John, please.
Crime. What is the crime exactly that you're accusing him of?
You know what the crime is. The crime is very obvious to everybody. All you have to do is read the newspapers, except yours.
So, Byron York, what is? Good morning. How are you, Byron?
Good morning, Hugh.
What is Obamagate?
Well, first of all, a political crime is not necessarily a crime that the Justice Department prosecutes, but Obamagate is a question, basically. What was President Obama's knowledge of? What was his participation in the dubious acts of the FBI, the Justice Department, the intelligence agencies in the Trump-Russia matter? Because I know that ever since Republicans first began discovering some of the funky things the intelligence agencies, the FBI, law enforcement were doing after, you know, starting in the summer of 2016 to investigate the Donald Trump campaign, when they first started learning about that, their question was always, what did President Obama know about this? After all, he was the president up until January 20, 2017. And they've never been able to really find out. And what's been interesting about some of the papers that were released as a result of the Justice Department moving to drop the charges against Michael Flynn is that we learned more about a thing like the January 5th, 2017 meeting. And we know very specifically that President Obama knew about the Michael Flynn wiretap, knew about the results of the wiretap. And now we'd like to know more.
I don't know if you've had a chance to read Exhibit 4 to that filing yet, the Sally Yates record of conversation with the special counsel, Byron. It is
she
one of the most
done.
Explosive.
Wow.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
It's just riveting reading. And my definition of Obamagate is the intentional interference with the peaceful, seamless, cooperative transition of power between presidential administrations. It may not be criminal to mess around with that, but it's certainly destructive of the Republic's greatest political tradition. And what went on between that January 5th meeting in the Oval and Jim Comey setting up Mike Flynn, and it's clear Sally Yates is the boss. She outranks Brennan and Comey and everyone on the National Security Council. She outranks Clapper, and she doesn't know what's going on in January 5. And the president, according to her interview, this is Sally Yates, doesn't want to know more than he already knows. What do you call that, Byron? In my world, we call that a cutout.
Yes. Well, the big thing we learned, you know, in that exhibit was that as far as the wiretap of Flynn was concerned, Sally Yates learned about it from the president himself, which is really astonishing. It was not that she learned that the president knew about it. She learned about it herself from that. Now, the papers seem to present, I'm not sure this is all totally correct, seem to present the FBI as the major rogue agency here. That if you look at what Mary McCord, who was the top FBI official, wrote the other day denouncing the Justice Department for dropping the charges, she basically said, well, at the FBI, we wanted to warn the White House about this conversation between Flynn and Kislyak, the Russian ambassador. We wanted to inform them of it and warn them about it. And it's, at the Justice Department they wanted to do it. But the FBI decided to just go all rogue and go over there and question him on pain of perjury about it. What we really wanted to do was just give them a heads up about it. Now, if they had done that, we wouldn't have had a lot of this stuff that's happened. But instead, they went over, they questioned Flynn, and as you followed all this 302 stuff. The 302
yes.
stuff is unbelievably fishy. The tale of the 302 is unbelievably fishy. And even then, they decide not to do anything about it. James Comey tells Congress in March of 2017 that the agents didn't think Flynn lied, and he Comey did not expect any action to be taken as a result of this. The Flynn case is put up on the shelf. Then Mueller is appointed. There's a desire to pressure Trump in any way possible. The Flynn case is taken down off the shelf. He is pressured into pleading guilty, and hopefully, they think, he will spill the beans on the whole collusion episode. Didn't work.
Byron, the story, the purloined letter, that Sally Yates interview is so astonishing because they are agonizing. It's like it's a soap opera at the Department of Justice. Do we tell them? Do we not tell them? Do we tell them? Do we not tell them? Comey does not consult them. He works for them. He does not outrank the attorney general, acting or otherwise. And he has no right to do this. They know she wants to tell the White House. So they lickety-split send over a stroke and somebody else to trap Flynn against the wishes of the attorney general. It is astonishing. And what Yates does not say, other people were in that January 5 meeting, other national security aides besides Susan Rice. I'm guessing Ben Rhodes, but I don't know for sure. I think Durham is drilling down on this, Byron. This is what I think he's all about, is that January 5 through the Flynn interview. I think that's what we're coming down to in Obamagate, and I am going to be shocked if we are not shocked by what he finds.
Now, we should say there was one other person that we still haven't mentioned yet in the January 5 meeting, and that was Vice President Joe Biden.
Yes.
Who should definitely be asked about this, because the scenario in the meeting as portrayed in the Yates 302, the scenario is the intel chiefs have gone to the White House January 5 to brief him on the results of the intelligence community assessment of Russian meddling into the election. At the end of this, Obama dismisses everybody and says, you, James Comey, and you, Sally Yates, you stay. And also in the room are Susan Rice, the national security advisor, and Vice President Joe Biden. And you're right, maybe some other national security people we don't know about. And that's when this conversation
and occurs. Brennan.
But Joe
and
Biden
Brennan.
Is in the room.
Yeah, Brennan, Clapper, Biden, Rice, and others, plus Yates and Comey. And everyone gets ushered out except Yates and Comey.
Right. And Joe Biden is always in the room. And we know that, by the way.
Did Biden stick around with Yates and Comey? Did Biden stay there with Yates and Comey?
According to Susan Rice, because you remember Susan Rice wrote the funky email on January 20th, Inauguration Day, a little afternoon. She writes the email to herself specifically about the January 5 meeting. And she says, President Obama made clear to everybody that he wanted this handled by the book. And she uses the phrase by the book twice, which is what raises eyebrows among Republicans saying it's kind of a protest too much situation. What's
oh, you
going
bet.
On
it's Wiley E. Coyote taking a delivery from Acme Inc., right? It's just such a cartoon memo.
Yes. Here are the books I ordered.
Yes. So, Byron, when Philip Rucker asked that, is that question in good faith? Everybody knows what Obamagate is. Everybody knows.
Everybody at least should know. But you have to remember, a lot of this stuff was uncovered by Republicans. Specifically, Devin Nunes was the leader in uncovering this stuff in 2017, 2018. And there was fierce resistance in some parts of the press. They tried to discount it, tried to undermine it, tried to argue that it was untrue or biased or whatever. You remember that. Remember the Nunes memo that revealed that Democrats and the Hillary Clinton campaign had paid for the dossier. And yep. The FBI and a lot of their cheerleaders in the press absolutely condemned it.
Yep. And there's a lot of summing up going on right now. But when we get from Durham, it may not be an indictment, but we're going to get an explanation, I hope. And I hope we get it by June, July, August, September. Byron York on Twitter. You've got to be following him at Byron York.